Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. Friday, the 5th of October, 2012. Still, I think this is not the first audio I've done today. Yes, I wanted to report back about iPhone 5 battery issues. So, yesterday I popped into the Apple Store and picked up myself a new lightning cable, so I had an extra one. But I mentioned to the member of staff that I was having quite a shockingly low battery life on my iPhone 5. It was about half as much time and utility out of the iPhone 5 compared to the iPhone 4. And he suggested I do something called a DFU restore. So what's a DFU restore, I wondered. So I know what FU stands for, but I don't know what it means when you put a D on the front. Well, it turns out it's a device firmware update. So you have to hold the home button and the wake sleep button together until your phone restarts, and then you have to let go of the sleep wake button and keep holding it until it boots up, and then it'll boot up in this mode where it can talk to iTunes, but it hasn't actually booted up the firmware or the operating system on the phone, and that way you can connect it to iTunes and iTunes will install the firmware as well as the operating system. So obviously back it up first. Back up your iPhone first before doing this. Did that and used the phone as normal today, and the phone lasted until I started driving home, which is about the same sort of performance I got from the iPhone 4. So about twice as good as it was before. Twice as good as it was as an iPhone 5 straight out of the box. So, yes, there's definitely something non-optimal in the firmware of some of these first batches of iPhones. Now, of course, the iPhone 5... first batch of iPhone 5s. So, of course, they've probably been manufacturing iPhone 5s for several months to build up stock levels for launch day, so no doubt there's been some firmware enhancements in that interim period. So, but certainly I think if you're an iPhone 5 owner and you're dissatisfied with the battery life that you're getting from your device, it might well be worth trying a DFU restore. It certainly seems to have delivered some benefits for me. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo. Oh yes, there's one more comment I need to make. I took a screenshot of the about page in my iPhone before and after doing the update, and there was absolutely no difference in any of the software versions before and after. But my understanding is that the about page doesn't tell you about the actual firmware for the iPhone. It talks about the modem firmware, but not the main firmware, I guess. So that's probably why. So don't go looking for difference in the versions that are displayed in the about page. And I'll use a screenshot of that for the artwork for this boo. Toodle-boo.